This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, any calamity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees upon us, whether small or big, in our health, in our wealth, in our children, whatever it is, the root cause of this calamity is our sins, no doubt. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, any calamity that befalls you, it is because of what your hands had earned. It is because of the sins that you committed. And so, when you know and acknowledge this fact, and you know that the root cause of the calamity are sins, that means work on the root cause. And how do you work on the root cause? How do you get rid of sins? With istighfar, with repentance, seeking Allah's forgiveness. So when you're in a calamity, occupy yourself with al-istighfar, with seeking Allah's forgiveness. Because if you seek Allah's forgiveness and the sins are wiped away, the calamity goes with it as well. And when you say astaghfirullah, learn. Because there are a lot of people that would say, I seek Allah's forgiveness. I've done that 100,000 times and I'm still in my calamity. Well, perhaps you haven't sought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness correctly. To seek Allah's forgiveness correctly, there are three main things that should be in your mind. The greatest pillar when seeking Allah's forgiveness is an-nadama, to regret. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, at-tawbatu nadama. Repentance is all about regret. You need to have your heart present when you're saying astaghfirullah. And the main thing that should drive you to astaghfirullah is your regret. And what are you regretting? Three things primarily. You are regretting that you disobeyed Allah. Who are you? This weak slave. How did you dare to disobey your Lord, your Master, your Creator, your Sustainer, your Provider, the one who gave you life and the one who causes your death and the one who decrees all your matters? How did you dare to disobey Him? So that's the first thing you regret, that you disobeyed your Creator. Number two, you regret that you disobeyed Allah with a blessing He gave you. Because every sin you commit, you only committed it with a blessing Allah gave you. Think of it. When you commit a sin, you commit it with one of your limbs, either with your hands, or with your eye, or with your tongue, or with your ears, with your legs. And all these are blessings that Allah gave you. You are supposed to be grateful and thankful for them. So you regret that you disobeyed Allah through a blessing. And the last regret you should have is you regret that you disobeyed Allah while knowing He was watching over you and seeing you. How did you dare to disobey Him while knowing He was seeing you? Subhanallah. So if you say astaghfirullah while being conscious of these matters, your istighfar will have much more meaning and it will have a powerful effect in wiping away the sin. As a result, the calamity goes. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us all. Wallahu A'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.